Following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
Begorra! Jason taking over here on St. Paddy's Day. 840-1360-97.5 WTAQ. News Talk Sports. You will note I am donning the green. You yelled at me last year. Well, I should, actually. My grandmother on my mother's side was a Kavanaugh. I don't know, though, if I never asked my mom this. Obviously, my great-grandfather, Kavanaugh, was Irish, but I don't know if his wife, I don't know how Irish my grandmother Rouse was. She looked really Irish. She had reddish hair. She just had that Irish, she looked like a Kavanaugh, if you know what I mean. So if she were full blood, I'd be 25%. So I should be making a bigger deal out of St. Paddy's Day than I do, really. People who have not a modicum of Irish blood in their body make a big deal out of it. So I guess I can, too. I just, for whatever reason, I don't know. I don't know. Jason says, were he Irish, he would be taking off today. Well, I have made a bigger deal out of it when it falls on a weekend. Yeah, that's the thing about March 17th. It'll be a Monday like today. But happy St. Paddy's Day. Be you Irish or be you not. Which, by the way, I appreciate days that celebrate heritage, the heritage, ethnic heritage, of those who came to this country. Of course, the Irish faced a lot of discrimination when they first did. They still assimilated, though, and I understand they didn't have to learn English, but they assimilated in other ways. We can celebrate the history, the heritage, the ethnicities of everyone in America, but that doesn't mean that it has to clash the way it has in recent decades. Oh, where to begin? Where to begin? Boy, this is a day where you should be thankful that we do an after-show video. And again, boy, it's amazing how spoiled people get. We were late with it one day, Jason. We were having technical issues. Actually got an email. Kind of late on the after-show video posting today. Well, after the show doesn't mean right after the show. We record it right after the show. If you're not familiar with it, the stuff I don't get to, we put in the after-show video. Generally two or three topics. Generally about 3 minutes long. And we post it. You can find it at jerrybadershow.com, actually in a couple of areas. We have them all one after the other, and I blog on it. So it's pretty easy to find, and the viewership of that does continue to grow. And I guarantee we're going to have three really good ones. I don't know which ones, but I guarantee there are things that we are not going to get to on the air today that we'll have to deal with in the after-show video. I want to start here. I did mention this last week, and we did have a very nice turnout. Last night, I was one of two speakers at the Brown County Republican Party Lincoln Day dinner. The other was Congressman Reed Ribble. I thought we had a very nice turnout. I'm not sure of the exact number, but I thought it really was a very nice turnout at the Rock Garden. Several observations. Jason, you would have been so proud of me. Now, the food was something that is on my list that I can eat on my current weight loss program, but it was much bigger than I'm supposed to eat. It was a big piece of tenderloin. I cut it to size, and all I ate was what was there. Now, interesting, and I'm not complaining for you folks at the Rock Garden, mine was, like, rare. My wife's was just the way she loves it. Mine was rare. I can eat a rare steak. I'm fine with that. Perfectly fine with that. But it wasn't even medium rare. It was rare. If I didn't like it, I would have said something to them. I can eat a rare steak. I was very impressed with myself. I didn't even eat the mashed potatoes. I didn't even eat the green beans in the mixed vegetables. I ate only the things that are on the program. I was very pleased with myself. That was the first thing. All right, so I spoke, and then Congressman Ribbles spoke. I just want to say a couple of things, and I want to talk about what Reed talked about. Because I got some feedback from some people in the audience after Reed's comments. I told Reed I was going to take it up as a topic, and I am. But it's changed a little. Because I got some feedback from people in the audience on what Reed said. I'll get to that in a moment. At some point in the show, if time allows, I want to talk about there's an Atlantic column out there in the Atlantic. Why don't conservatives have a Jon Stewart or a Stephen Colbert? Why doesn't conservative comedy work? I thought about that. Now, I opened with a joke, and I don't always when I do public speaking. By the way, if you want me to speak at your organization, Jerry Bader Show at MWCRadio.com, and we can discuss the possibility of that. Jerry Bader Show at MWCRadio.com. Now, here's what I opened with. I mentioned that I, in addition to being a radio host, I do freelance writing for pay. I said I was approached for a major writing project, but it was far, far, far above my abilities, so I said no to it. I said I was approached to write the nonfiction version of Mary Burke's resume. See, now Jason didn't even blink over there. I did get a laugh out of that. My timing was better. So I said I went with a smaller project, a complete rewrite of War and Peace. That got a big laugh too. Jason is completely stone-faced over there. You're a tough crowd. You are a tough crowd. Those went over pretty well, actually. I delivered them much better than I'm delivering them on the radio, mind you. But those, they didn't want to be rude. You never see, that's why conservative humor doesn't work. I'll get into that later in the show. Reed had a very passionate speech. And when I mean passionate, he was very passionate about what he was saying. And his theme was principles versus power. And after a speech, I asked him if he has been watching the political drama House of Cards. He said, no. I said, go home right now and watch the pilot. Because it was everything he talked about. Here's essentially what he's saying. That well-intentioned people, and this is exactly right, and it's not really new, but the way he presented it was very interesting. That well-intentioned people go to Washington and find out you can't just do what you have to do. Or want to do. You can't just get things done individually. You need the votes. And he didn't put this in so many words, but someone else in the audience pointed out to me afterward that in the interest of getting things they want, people sell a little piece of their soul at a time in Washington. Now, Reed might bristle at that description, but if someone in the audience put it that way, that I spoke with afterward, what Reed said is, look, there are people who know they need positions of power to accomplish what they want. So they try to move up the ladder to committee chairs or even House leadership positions, of course, all the way up to the Speaker of the House. But along the way, they have to compromise their principles a little bit. Again, Reed didn't use that phrase, but that's really what he was saying. That, yeah, you got to give a little, and then when you get into that position of power, there are a lot of IOUs sitting there. Someone in the audience strongly disagreed with Reed. It's like, look, no, you don't have to bend on your principles. Reed's argument is, well, look at what has happened. Nothing gets done. And he said, that means I have to take votes that I don't like. Using a phrase like taking votes I don't like to the person I was speaking with, that's compromising your principles. And what Reed's argument is, you can be completely intransigent, that's fine, completely unbending, completely immovable, but you're not going to get anything done. And you need those 218 votes. Person I was talking to said, well, yeah. How come Nancy Pelosi manages to keep the troops together? A strong leader can do that. I think, and Reed didn't bring this up last night, but I think he and I disagree a little bit on this. I do think the House needs a new speaker. I don't believe Reed does, but I could be wrong on that. I don't think John Boehner is a strong leader at all, and I think that is part of it. So who's right? Okay, can you do this without compromising your principles? Yeah, I think you can. Here's where the issue has been. More in the Senate, and this will go on more Mitch McConnell, minority leader, than John Boehner, but in the House too. Leadership has to lead. In a leadership vacuum, other forces will take leadership. Quite frankly, that's what happened with Ted Cruz, and I'm not criticizing Cruz for that. Somebody, same thing on the global stage with foreign policy right now, somebody is going to step forward and lead. So I think it does come down to strong leadership. And I also, now, and there are different degrees to what Reed was talking about. I don't think shutting down the government was a smart idea because it was something you could never win. And that's where intransigence is not wise. That's where I have chosen this hill to die on, even though it will accomplish nothing, is not wise. So was that compromising your principles to vote for something? Well, it is complicated. It's certainly not a black and white world. But here is where the conservative base is exactly right. It has happened far too often. And the conservative base doesn't see it as pragmatism anymore. And clearly at the moment, right now, Republicans look as though they are absolutely in the driver's seat in November, in large part because they adopted this pragmatism. And I didn't say this to Reed last night, but I have said it to him before, that if they get the Senate and they keep or even grow their House majority, the expectations are going to be beyond sky high. That just about every day they're going to be expected to send a bill to President Obama that he would veto. And they need to do that. And he seems to understand that. And Republicans seem to understand that. But they've also seemed to understand it before. That's where the reluctance comes in by the conservative base. In fact, Democrats are terrified. I mean, if you're not paying close attention to this, they think they're going to get slaughtered in November. And it is largely due to Obamacare. I still say Republicans need to seize the moment and coalesce around a free market alternative. Don't just let it happen. I think they do need to be more aggressive. What you saw, and then Kim Strassel had this right, we talked about it Friday. What you saw in Florida, in Jolly, was a candidate, a Republican candidate, who pushed back and said, well, no, here's what we're going to do. Here's what we're going to do. That is the one thing you want to replicate from Florida, if anything. That's what you want to do. Now, I think it is going to be a big night, but they have to do that. Maureen Dowd Sunday had a piece in the New York Times. Scott Brown, former Massachusetts Democratic Republican senator, excuse me, who lost to Democrat Elizabeth Warren, is now going to run in New Hampshire. He isn't seen as having much of a chance, but, and here's the but, he is, the fact that he's doing it forces them now to defend incumbent Jeanine Shaheen. And they're going to have to spend money they would otherwise spend on other races. They can't take him lightly. Brown says, and I totally agree with this quote, the Democrats are on the wrong side of an Obamacare wave. He's exactly right about that. I think the undercurrent is even bigger than Republicans realize. And I honestly, although I shouldn't say this out loud, I don't even think Republicans can screw this up. And I think already the question is becoming, what will they do when they get it? And Reed, that's what people in the audience who heard you talking about principle versus power, that's what they're wondering about. All right, I mentioned earlier that I was a good little boy when it came to the banquet dinner last night at Rock Garden. I've now lost about 32 pounds on Proactive Weight Loss Solutions. And yeah, I mean, there are some things that you have to do. There are some things that are not allowed on the weight loss program, and there are ways that you compensate for it. I didn't have the mashed potatoes last night. I didn't have the bread last night. I did have the tenderloin. I had all the veggies but the green beans. That's giving you a little idea of what you can and can't do, because that's the most common question that I get. But if you want to find out more, as I tell you, you can call Dr. Lippman at 920-268-1386. By the way, good friends of ours were there last night, and one of them is on the program. She's just getting started, so doesn't have a lot to report. But I'm hearing from more and more Jerry Bader Show listeners have had a lot of success. So listen, you can call for the free assessment. See if it's right for you. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Call Dr. Jason Lippman today, 920-268-1386. That's 920-268-1386. Coming up right after 9 at 9:06, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss will join us. There are a couple of bills that are really under the microscope right now. We're going to talk with him about it. It's 8:56.
Sunglass Company.